Good morning. Today we're going to have a special edition on Pro Mindset. We're going to take a deep dive into what is the Pro Mindset, what is your Pro Mindset, and how do you decode your inner pro. So today, instead of having a guest, we're going to talk for a few minutes, and I'm going to give you an overview of Pro Mindset, decoding your inner pro. I'm going to take one aspect of decoding your inner pro and take a deep dive. And at the end, I'm going to challenge you to find your inner pro. So let's start out by first looking into what is pro mindset. Let's think about being a starting quarterback in the NFL, and most of us aren't. But think about being a starting quarterback in the NFL, and you're getting ready for the Super Bowl. And it's the biggest game. It's your first time you've got an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl. And everybody's got a Super Bowl. Obviously, if an NFL quarterback, you have the real Super Bowl, but we all have our own Super Bowls. And in this particular case, let's go back to being a quarterback in the NFL. This is your first one. This is your biggest opportunity of your career. This is an opportunity to establish your legacy. This is an opportunity to show the world when everybody's watching, because everybody watches the Super Bowl, sometimes more for the commercials than the game, but everybody's watching the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl is one of those events that's talked about ad nauseum for a couple weeks before, and then for many years thereafter. And so when you're getting ready, when a quarterback is getting ready for the Super Bowl, depending on how confident he is, and obviously these guys are pretty confident, and how much he believes in himself will dictate his performance on the field. Everybody thinks it's a defense. Everybody thinks it's the weather. I'm here to tell you that it's his pro mindset. It's his mindset. The importance of his mindset, his approach, his preparation, his practice, his purpose, understanding the idea that this game is his purpose, is critical to success. And one of the things that I will share with you is that you see it happen all the time in big events like the Super Bowl. Let's go back to when the Broncos played the Carolina Panthers, and Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware were dominating in the first quarter. And the MVP of the season was Cam Newton. And Cam Newton did not show up the rest of the game because I don't think he realized what kind of opposition he was going to face in the pass rush with the Broncos. And a lot of it was because of the mindset, the presence of the two quarterbacks leading those two organizations. And so let's just kind of take a broader brush of pro mindset, decoding your inner pro. And understand that the first step is discovering who you are. Who's going to show up in that big game? Who's going to show up in that big moment? And there's three parts to it. First one is you have to tackle your thoughts. As a quarterback getting ready for that game, you have to tackle your thoughts. And if you're not thinking about your thoughts, the media ask you lots of questions that make you think about your past. Think about your previous successes, your previous failures, your previous rejections. And in those moments is when you realize that you have doubt, you have fears, and perhaps even some feelings of unworthiness, things that might hold you back. And so the question that I ask you is, when a quarterback has an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl, can he be his best in that biggest moment? And can you be your best in your biggest moments? Could be a job interview. Could be an entrance exam for a particular school, professional school. Could be passing the boards to be able to practice medicine, law, something like that. Can you be your best in your biggest moments? The Super Bowl is a big moment. And the idea of tackling your thoughts becomes really real when it's for you, when it happens to you. And for these quarterbacks, if they've had previous failures, maybe they lost a conference championship game, maybe it was their fault, maybe they threw the interception, the pick six, maybe they, in a critical moment, had a big fumble, strip sack fumble or something of that nature. Can they show up to the Super Bowl without that baggage from the previous, from their previous performances? I have this picture in my mind's eye of being at an airport, and there's one dude that's in a hurry that's walking fast to get to security. And in this case, it's a man. He's carrying his, all he's got is a backpack, and he's humming. He's humming through the airport. And then there's another gentleman who's got like five bags, and he might even have, you know, he might have one under each arm, one in each hand, one on his back. He's not humming. He's struggling. He can't get through the tight spaces. He has, he can't move at the speed of the gentleman that's humming along, just wearing a backpack. When you come to your Super Bowl, when these players come to their Super Bowl, they have to travel lightly. The only thing they can bring with them is their backpack. They can't bring the bags, the baggage of all their failures and successes and rejections and disappointments, and the coach that told them in the seventh grade they were never going to be anybody, and maybe a loving relative that told them, hey man, you know, don't dream big because you're just going to be disappointed. The second element of understanding who you are for those big moments is blocking out the noise, blocking out the distractions. And when you're getting ready for your Super Bowl, when a player's getting ready for a Super Bowl, there's no other week during their career when they're going to have more distractions, more interruptions, more external stimuli and more external influences. They even have media day getting ready for the Super Bowl so that people from all over the world can come and interview these players before their big game. I've been to that event, and it's chaos. It's not even organized chaos. It's craziness. Can a quarterback show up on at the Super Bowl with peace and calmness and not allow the distractions to interrupt their routine, interrupt their preparation, interrupt their normal mojo that they use and they do every week to get ready for the in this particular case, the Super Bowl? And then the third element of understanding who you are is writing your story. And there's two rites. One is W-R-I-T-E. Write your story. A quarterback gets to write a big part of his story by how he performs in the Super Bowl. And he gets to write, R-I-G-H-T, his story by overcoming the adversities that he's faced up to that point. And so what you'll find is that for NFL quarterbacks, one of the biggest telltale signs of their legacy is how they do in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady is unquestioned. He's the unquestioned GOAT in the NFL. It's no surprise that he's won more Super Bowls, sometimes three times more than most guys that are in the Hall of Fame. In fact, there are very few quarterbacks. I believe there's, you can check this out, I believe there's 36 quarterbacks in the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And 30 of them have been in a Super Bowl. And that means only six haven't been. And so those six are guys that had fantastic careers, but just for whatever reason were on a bad team and never made it to the Super Bowl. In fact, it's very hard to be a Super Bowl quarterback and not be a Hall of Famer. But there are a few. You know, I'm going to name a couple of them. Brad Johnson with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was the game manager for the Buccaneers when they had a stellar defense. Same thing with Trent Dilfer in Baltimore. So there's been some guys, the same thing with Jim McMahon back in 1985 with the Chicago Bears. It was Refrigerator Perry in that group that, I don't even know, their defense set records. They set standards that never will be met again, especially as the NFL offenses have evolved. The rules have changed to favor the offenses. But it was the Chicago Bears defense that got them to the Super Bowl and won him the Super Bowl. And so Jim McMahon is a Super Bowl winner, but he's not in the Hall of Fame. And so we all get to ask ourselves, what is our legacy? What is our big moment? And do we have a pro mindset in those moments? Can we unlock the pro inside us so that when we face those big moments, we play our best? We perform our best. Pro mindset is really the mindset element and the awareness that we do have a mindset. We do have a past. We do have thoughts. We do have a temptation to be attracted to distractions. We do have a story that impacts our now. And for those that are able to control it, be aware of it, rewrite it, have a better chance to play freely, to get in the zone, to have peak performance when it matters the most, which is the time that we can control, which is right now, if that's our Super Bowl. And so what I want to encourage you to do is to think about that time in your life where you had a Super Bowl and you killed it. And perhaps another time, because we have multiple Super Bowls in our life, think of another time where you were in a Super Bowl and you didn't. You laid an egg. You didn't get it done. You almost did it. Think about the contrast of those two situations that you've experienced in your life. And now look at the mindset that you had during those times and see if there's a difference. See if there was any growth between the one that you failed on and the one that you succeeded at. See if there was any extra baggage that you might have been bringing to the one that you didn't do so well in. You couldn't hum through the airport because you were overloaded with the weight of your past rejections, disappointments, wrong turns, detours. And a lot of times those thoughts that tackle us, and we're supposed to tackle our thoughts, but they tackle us, comes from not just our mistakes, but other people's mistakes, other people's comments, other people's opinions. One of the things I've noticed over the years with sports is the impact that coaches have on their players. Coaches sometimes are frustrated because they were hoping the game would go a certain way. They called a particular play with expectations for a certain result, and for whatever reason, it doesn't work out the way they were hoping. And maybe at the end of the game, the scoreboard is not tilted in the fashion that the coach was hoping it would be. And they're extremely, not just frustrated, they're pissed off because it's a reflection of who they are or their lack of planning, their lack of getting their players ready, and they take it out on their players. And ironically, as soon as those comments are made by those coaches, maybe one-on-one with the player, might be on the sidelines, might be in the locker room, maybe on the bus, might be in the plane. But as soon as those words come out, roll off that coach's tongue, it makes the coach feel better. And a lot of times he forgets it because he feels better. He got it off his chest. But those words plant themselves in the heart of the player, and they sometimes reside there forever. Some players don't have the ability to unlock their inner pro because they're blocked and tackled by the things that people have said. And the people have been people that the players respected, which in a lot of cases are the coaches. So I'm going to encourage you, if you're a coach out there and you're listening, be very mindful of the words that you use to comment, to make comments to your players because it will resonate with them, it will stick with them, and sometimes it will harm them in their future opportunities, not just on the field, but off the field, because you're helping that player write their story. And honestly, you don't have the right to write their story. And sometimes players don't have the awareness to realize that they've adopted the comments that their coaches have told them 10, 15, 20 years ago. So to kind of wrap up this first monologue on pro mindset, decoding your inner pro, I want you to reflect on your big moments, your successes and failure in those moments. And what did you bring to the game? Were you in the moment? Were you in the zone? Were you peak performing because you were playing freely? Or were you handicapped by the baggage that you were bringing with you? And did you perhaps not let go of those comments that didn't serve you? Did you not reframe how that coach spoke to you in such a way that it's limited your confidence and belief moving forward? So I want everybody to go out and have a pro mindset day. I want everybody's inner pro to be alive and well today. And I want you to live your best life today. I want to thank you for tuning into Pro Mindset Podcast. If you enjoyed the listen, please leave a 5-star rating. If the message was a vibration you connected with, and you have any friends, family, or colleagues who would benefit, then please share this episode with them. You can follow Pro Mindset Podcast on the following social media platforms: Instagram and YouTube, Pro Mindset Podcast; Twitter and Facebook, Pro Mindset Pod; LinkedIn, Pro Mindset. We will drop our shows, Pro Mindset Podcasts, every Wednesday morning, and we invite you to listen and subscribe. Also, don't hesitate to check out our archives to listen to previous shows. And finally, I encourage you to embrace a pro mindset truth from today's show. It just might be the key to unlock the pro inside you.